Gus Bradley and Pete Carroll visit following the 45-17 final Sunday in Seattle. The Jags fall to 0-3. Growing pains continue, as do the questions. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mazda, J.P. Shadrick with Jeff Lagerman. On a Monday, you know, this Seattle team is among the best in the entire league, and they certainly showed why on Sunday.
Well, they're very good, and they're very deep. And I think the easiest way to see that is that when the Seattle Seahawks concluded their preseason and evaluated their roster, 11 guys that were cut were claimed by other teams off the waiver wire. That's a sign that you're deep and you're going to be good.
Let's get into this ball game from CenturyLink Field in Seattle. The Jags really with no offensive rhythm in the first half again. 52 yards in the half, 7 possessions, 5 of those ended in punts, 1 on a pick, and another on the end of the half. Trail 24-0 at halftime. Seattle, on the other hand, established the run, passed off of it in play action all day long. Russell Wilson threw 4 touchdowns in the game. Cecil Shorts III for the Jags had a career day at wide receiver. 8 receptions, 143 yards, both career highs, but 128 of those yards came in the second half. And the Jaguars yet again had another tough day running the football. Only 51 yards on the ground for the team. Jones, Drew, and Todman each did have a touchdown in this game. Okay, Jeff, let's start with where Seattle really attacked this Jaguars defense in that secondary. Lowry came out of the game early with a head injury. A lot of youth back there on Sunday.
Yeah, a lot of youth. And Dwight Lowry was kind of the captain of the ship of that secondary because you got Cyprian, you've got Demetrius McCray on one corner, and also very young Will Blackman at the other side. And all of a sudden you get Dwight Lowry going out of the game. You have 2 rookie safeties, a rookie corner, and one guy that hadn't even started multiple games in a season. So it makes it tough, but I thought that the real tough part for the Jaguars defense, they allowed Marshawn Lynch to get going early, and that really allowed them to run that play action where the tight ends for the Seahawks had 112 yards receiving and 3 touchdowns.
For the Jaguars offense, 51 yards rushing is just not going to get it done.
Well, we're flipping the page here, right? That's the
right.
Seahawks were able to establish the run. The Jaguars weren't able to establish the run. Early in that ball game, the Jaguars offense had minus 11 yards as an offense, and Maurice Jones-Drew just couldn't kind of get that groove going. You've got to be better than about 2 yards a carry to have an offense take the pressure off of a skill position set at wide receiver and quarterback that where you don't have all your guys.
This Jaguars team is in the first year of a full rebuild. New GM, new head coach. The Seattle team is on about year 4 or 5 of that rebuild. It's not even a rebuild anymore. They're right where they want to be. And that is the future for this Jaguars team, at least the vision of it, right?
Well, and you hope that the Jaguars are able to get there because the Seahawks have done a great job. It's year 4 with John Schneider and Pete Carroll at the helm in Seattle, and they're very deep, and they play everybody because they're all talented across the board. And that's what you want to see if you're a Jaguars fan is, hey, can we get to where the Seahawks are at? They're considered a contender for the Lombardi Trophy, and they got very fortunate last year when they were able to draft Russell Wilson in the 3rd round with 7th, 5th overall pick. He's a very special player. You know, watching him on film, look, I've watched RG3, I've watched Colin Kaepernick. I don't know if you could make an argument that he's not the best because if you look at him in his last 10 games prior to the Jaguars game, number 1 rated quarterback in the National Football League.
He certainly had his way on Sunday against the Jags. There's no doubt about that.
Outstanding quarterback, and I love his poise. He is the definition of poise.
What do you have tonight on All Access?
Paul Posluszny, when we actually will show the hit that took Dwight Lowry out of the game, and we're going to talk about the run game, how it impacts the defense, as well as how it impacts the offense.
And he's actually leading the league in tackles right now.
Well, then, you'd like to have him doing that in different situations, not so much down the field, because some of them are down the field.
Great stuff, Josh. Always. That's All Access tonight at 7 on CBS 47. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mazda.